This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1509. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 22nd, DX News from Antarctica, Bahrain, Bolivia, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Guinea, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Solomon Islands, Sudan, Tatarstan, China versus India, Germany versus Germany, Ethiopia jams VOA and future plans, English from Kuwait, Romania, and Russia, sporadic space shuttle skip, and the propagation outlook. Whenever I've checked on April 20th and 21st, the Anguilla transmitter of Dr. Gene Scott, deceased, has been missing from its daytime and nighttime frequencies, 11775 and 6090. This happens every so often, for reasons unknown, but they eventually come back, so now's your chance, if this is still the case when you're listening, to hear something else on those frequencies, notably on 6090, Amhara State Radio, Ethiopia, which Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, caught already on April 18th, when Anguilla was missing, around 0330. They sign on, I think, just before 0300. And a little bit later, another African is on the frequency, or rather slightly off the frequency, Radio Nigeria in Kaduna. It signs on about 0430, and the modulation is usually quite distorted, and it's in Hausa instead of English. Now, I in Oklahoma have been hearing LRA 36 Antarctica 15476 during its new time period, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 to 15 UT. However, the signal has been extremely weak and barely detectable, sometimes fading in a bit so I can hear some music or Spanish talk, such as on Monday, April 19th, and Wednesday, the 21st, around 1330. Jim Evans in Western Tennessee reports an extremely tentative log of Radio Bahrain on 9745. April 18th, around 2239 to 2258 UT, in Arabic with traditional Middle Eastern music. He did not hear any announcements, and it was quite weak. And he was getting it on the upper sideband, not sure about the lower sideband. Bruce Churchill in California, Cumbre DX, thinks that's probably what he's getting, and he's able to hear something similar via a global tuner in the UK. Listen for Spanish on 4700, and you may have Radio San Miguel in Bolivia. Scott McLean in New York reports Spanish April 17th at midnight 30 to 0105, but could not get a clear ID. Commercials with echo, male and female announcers, and a variety of music. Chuck Boland in Florida measured it on 4699.96 in the morning on a Monday at 0925, but he says he was not hearing it on Saturday or Sunday mornings. The All India Radio Vivid Bharati service, which is mostly musical entertainment, one of our favorites, now has severe competition for its longtime frequency, 9870. Between 13 and 16 UT, China Radio International is on the same frequency for 3 hours in English via the Xi'an site at 200 degrees. As a matter of fact, that's aimed more or less toward India, as if they're trying to rub it in that China is omnipotent when it comes to shortwave broadcasting and is totally lacking in respect for its neighbors. The CRI infection is spreading wider and wider as they ignore other stations' previous frequency occupancy to put on more and more unneeded transmitters. I hear that the Chinese delegations to HFCC conferences are scary and uncooperative, not surprisingly. There are many, many other examples, such as VOA on 9760 and 9645 to Asia, as Victor Gunatelka points out, blocked by China, and a number of Indian tropical band frequencies also have severe Chinese interference, such as 4820, 4800, and 4920, as pointed out by Partha Sarathy Goswami in West Bengal. Firedrake, all musical jamming or CNR1 program jamming keeps on popping up on more and more unusual frequencies, mostly out of band, between 8 and 17 megahertz. Too many to go into, but we keep track of them as best we can in each issue of DX Listening Digest, which you can read at the archive via worldofradio.com. Likewise, you may read all about the latest news concerning Cuban jamming and all the mistakes they make, as well as Radio Havana, Cuba, and its anomalous transmissions. Here's one shortwave station that's still eager to QSL, says Bruce Jensen, California, in the PTSW Yahoo group. Radio Prague, he sent them a report via their website about hearing 7355 and got a QSL card in the P-mail in only 10 days, along with a program schedule and wallet calendar. He then sent them another message to thank them for the rapid response. And guess what? They replied with another QSL in very short order. Furthermore, they're always changing the designs of their QSLs with a different theme each year. Currently, it's Czech poets. Thorsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List says Equatorial Guinea has reactivated 6250 after several weeks of absence. Heard April 16th at 18:15. And also on the 17th, weak signals, probably off by 18:30. I was also hearing a fairly weak signal, but it seemed to be in Spanish, on 6250, April 21st at 06:30. But be careful if you hear Spanish on that frequency. Between 05 and 5:30, it's not Equatorial Guinea, but the Bonaire Leapfrog of NHK in Spanish, 6080 over 6165. Which is operating simultaneously from Bonaire with Radio Netherlands and Dutch. The Eritrean-Ethiopian radio war keeps monitors hopping, as well as the transmitter operators on the 6 and 7 megahertz bands. Lots of frequencies changing from one hour to the next, and it's rather difficult to tell which ones are intentional broadcasts and which ones are being employed as jammers. Thorsten Hallmann also reports on this in DX Listening Digest, along with others. One of the notable new frequencies which has appeared is 7185. Yes, many of them are still in the ham band for Voice of the Broad Masses, Eritrea. Heard from 1835 to 1907 on 16 April by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal and our other monitors as well. The Ethiopian regime is also jamming Voice of America and other external broadcasts in Amharic. More and more frequencies have been added to the VOA transmission at 18 to 19 UT. According to Kim Andrew Elliott, there are now 9 in use, so hopefully at least one of them will miss being jammed or get through somehow. 9620, 11520, 11905, 11925, 11975, 12140, 13835, 13870, and 15730. Furthermore, he says they've started a new morning broadcast in Amharic at 0300, which isn't even on some of the schedules yet, on 6055, 7300, and 11790, but all of these are already being jammed. Kim is surprised that they're not hitting Ethiopia that early in the morning from transmitters to the east, which could use higher frequencies and would be less subject to jamming. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a new time and frequency for Radio Chorio Ogadenia. That's the Somali language service for the Ogaden region of Ethiopia and perhaps neighboring Somalia. I believe we mentioned before that they were on 7425 via Armenia, Mondays and Fridays only at 1815 to 1845. But that just lasted until the first half of April when they switched to 1430 to 15 UT, also Mondays and Fridays only. via Pridnestrovia on 15540. At least in North America, as you would expect for propagational reasons, the new time and frequency is making it our way and presumably making it also better into the Ogaden. We were able to hear it on April 19th. A number of transmissions we've been monitoring from France or Germany transmitter sites have had a severe echo problem. We suspect it may be because of bad scheduling, running two transmitters at once, not just a matter of propagation or long and short path. For example, 13840, April 17th, at 1356, the Farsi service of Deutsche Welle was suffering from a severe echo about a syllable apart. I think I've found the reason, because that transmission is listed as from two different sites at once, Sri Lanka and Samara, Russia. And of course, it's not surprising that they're not exactly synchronized. Perhaps some scheduling snafu. Surely they intended to use only one transmitter site on one frequency, although there have been cases when Deutsche Welle actually scheduled two different sites at the same time, but they made some effort to synchronize the audio. We have lots of logs of Guinea reactivated on 7125 since April 16th, most of them in the evening. They sign off just before midnight UT, but also reported in the morning, if not as early as would be helpful in our area. Steve Lehrer in Michigan found it at 0740 past 0810 in French. Last week, we reported that Radio Kuwait had shown up in the 40-meter ham band on 7150 and 7190. The intruder watchers in Germany got to work on it, and with the help of a ham in Kuwait, got those transmissions out of the ham band within a few days. However, Radio Kuwait has been showing up on other new frequencies. Apparently, they made a number of changes considerably since the original start date for the A10 season. I found the English broadcast on a new frequency at 18 to 21 UT, April 19th, 15540. That should be better for us in North America in the summer than the old frequency, which is now vacant, 11990. It's quite a mixture of Western pop music and programs in English about Islam, among other things. Another new frequency from Kuwait in Arabic is 21540, heard April 20th at 1420, past 1500 by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. Unfortunately, Spain is also using that frequency, and there can be quite a collision, as reported from Brazil by Jorge Freitas. There's really no excuse for any co-channel operation on the sparsely populated 13-meter band. The highest frequency from Voice of Malaysia is making it into Europe, 15295. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany enjoyed some nice gamelan music at 0935 UT, April 20th, 10 over 9. And Noel Green in England, the next day, April 21st, said he was hearing VOM better than usual at 0955 with music, but at 1000 they went into Chinese. In the B season, Radio Japan's Russian broadcast at 1130 to the Far East, which is also aimed toward North America, coincidentally, was on 6010, totally blocking Mexico's Radio Mil during that semi-hour. But now I see they've changed frequency from Japan to 6185, so it blocks a different Mexican station, Radio Educación. Well, it wouldn't block XCPBM if it signed off at 1100, as it supposedly does during daylight shifting time, but they were still running until almost 1130 when I was monitoring on April 20th, colliding with Japan. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1509. Our thanks this week for financial support from Bernie O'Shea in Ontario, who sent a U.S. dollar bank money order in the P-mail to P.O. Box 1684 ENID OK 73702 USA. You may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In case you hear a strange ID from Papua New Guinea on 3290, which is Radio Central, Ron Howard in California says he's heard them relaying Central 95.5 FM, also known as Radio Gadona, G-A-D-O-N-A, until sign-off at 1401, April 19th. Radio Gadona is a new FM station started this year to provide coverage for the central province. He says it's very enjoyable listening, as heard via shortwave 3290. You may also still hear IDs as NBC Central. Scott McClellan in Buffalo, New York, reports Peru's Radio Huanta on 4747. April 21st, from midnight to midnight 45 UT, multiple IDs and mentions of Huanta. Plenty of echo, embellished R rolling. Music started at midnight 10. Male vocals with guitar. More IDs followed between the musical selections. An S9 signal, but scratchy with noise and fading, which increased after midnight 30. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports some frequency changes for Radio Romania International from April 11th. We mentioned last week the English broadcast at midnight UT to North America. They say that 7385 has replaced 7335, although on the occasion we reported they were in English on both. The 0530 semi-hour in English to Europe left 21500 for 15750. Excuse me, that's to Australia, not to Europe. However, 15750 collides with Bar Kulan Radio, that new Somali target service. 12040 is the main frequency for Voice of Russia to be heard in English in the European afternoons and evenings. However, Wolfgang Büschel reports, it was a tremendous signal, 55 dB over S9 at 1545 UT, April 20th, but it was accompanied by two strong spurious signals, peaking around 11936.5 and 11962.2. Yes, both of them on the low side. Ellen Edgerton in Syracuse, New York, observes the only frequency we get for Voice of Russia in English to North America, 9890, comes in clearly there from at least 2330 to midnight 30 UT, but fades sharply during the 01 hour. I tuned in 5020 Solomon Islands, April 19th at 12:02, just in time to hear a bit of music, probably their anthem, and then to open carrier. That's their sign-off time, except they leave the carrier on, it seems. One really needs to listen earlier for some reception from SIBC. Scott McLean in Buffalo, New York, has been doing just that. April 21st at 10:45, 5020 was fluctuating between S3 and S9, with splash from Cuba, but there was English talk of a Christian nature. He had about 5 minutes of good copyable audio and news in English at 1100 mentioning the Solomon elections. Harold Sellers, who does his DXing from his car parked at scenic spots in British Columbia, reports Radio Dabanga, the target broadcast to Sudan, transmitted via Madagascar on 11500 from before 17 UT on April 17th. They have repeated singing IDs as Radio Dabanga. This is via Madagascar, according to DX Mix News Bulgaria, aimed at 330 degrees between 1530 and 1725, in parallel with Wertachtel Germany on 13730. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania also heard their morning broadcast on 5915, which is relayed via Vatican. It's at 03 to 0355, but he heard it from 0330 to 357 on April 16th, local music and vernacular talk. By the way, DX Mix News reports that another service to Sudan, the VOA's Hello Darfur, is also broadcast via Vatican at 03 to 330 nearby on 5945. Keith Perone on Taiwan says the Chinese number stations are not spies. The numbers called out are Chinese telegraphic codes. This has been confirmed by monitoring and checking with government agencies. What they do is use those numbers to tell Taiwan fishing vessels where to go. And you can, in fact, look up on a website the meaning of each number and decode them yourself, assuming, of course, that you understand Chinese in the first place. I think he's speaking of the station which used to be known as New Star Radio and is more recently known as Star Star Radio. He says the Ministry of Fisheries has confirmed this. They are using newer methods to contact the fleets, but the use of this system is a backup, as some of the older and smaller fishing vessels still use it. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been observing Radio Tatarstan from Kazan, which transmits in Russian via the Samara site. Odd thing about it is that they turn the transmitter on 25 minutes early and just run open carrier to warm up. At 03:45, but not starting programming until 04:10, and lasting until 0500 on 15110. Also at 05:45, but starting at 06:10 until 07 on 9690. And from 07:45, modulating from 08:10 until 09:00 on 15195. Some comments following last week's news that Radio Ukraine International had turned off its shortwave broadcasts, but not clear whether it's temporary or permanent. Kai Ludwig in Germany says this may be related. Recently, the editor-in-chief of Radio Ukraine International, Volodymyr Peripadia, left NRKU. He sent out a farewell message to German listeners, but it was rather unspecific. Some felt that he did not see a great future for this service. Craig Christ in Virginia says, RUI put in a powerful signal here. I listen quite a lot. I'll sincerely miss them if they are permanently gone. They were very interesting and informative. They even called me for a phone interview and ran it for several weeks on their programming. Steve Luce in Texas says, I don't think complaining will make any difference. The Ukrainian diaspora isn't paying the bills to keep RUI on the air. Many governments and national broadcasters are experiencing severe budget shortfalls. Sergey S. says, as I attempted to explain a few months ago, formal complaining is taken very seriously in Slavic cultural settings, and this can be quite effective. For example, Slovakia, Prague, and VOR's German service. A number of listeners who emailed RUI have received about the same form reply from them about this, signed by Chief Political Correspondent Dana Smoljak in the English section. For example, he told Ann Finelli in New York, we are currently having some technical problems on shortwave. We are sorry for the inconvenience and invite you to listen to our programs online at www.nrcu.gov.ua. So that leaves some hope that if it's just technical problems, they'll be able to resume on shortwave. But I suspect that's an excuse or a euphemism. It's hardly likely that all their shortwave transmitters at two different sites would go down at the same time. And Kai Ludwig has explained that technical reasons might mean any kind of problem, not necessarily related to technical issues. Larry Fields in the Pacific wrote to the Broadcasting Board of Governors about reports that the Greenville relay station would be closed down later this year, and received this reply from Leslie Jackson of the BBG Office of Public Affairs. It's in full in DX Listening Digest 10-16 at our website, but here are some excerpts. The BBG's proposal to close the shortwave facility is a result of budget constraints and the changing advancements in broadcast technology. Our challenge is to provide info in the medium people want to consume it, to adapt our delivery means to local circumstances and audience needs, and to be flexible when the needs of our audiences change. We wholeheartedly agree that Greenville has played a vital role in the success of our mission for nearly five decades. However, the volume of shortwave broadcasts from Greenville has decreased over the past 5 to 6 years as audience demand for shortwave has declined. BBG will continue to support shortwave transmissions to Latin America and Africa by using other transmission assets in the BBG global network and by leasing time from other broadcasters. Kai Ludwig speculates that might mean using Botswana or São Tomé in Africa for Radio Marti and VOA Latin American services. However, I can't imagine they're using those for Radio Marti. Such a jammed service needs as much high-power RF from as close as possible, that is, some other North American or Caribbean site. Sergey S. says, I'm sure facilities of RCI, Radio Netherlands, and WHRI will be more than adequate for downshifted broadcast operations. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, VOA has already been using the Bonaire Relay for some of its transmissions, and we know there's a lot of spare airtime available at WHRI. They've already been relaying BBC and Deutsche Welle for some time, so why not VOA and Radio Marti as well? As for the expanded VOA Creole broadcasts, which were recently canceled from shortwave, along with the original Creole service before the expansion, Kim Elliott says, most people in Haiti listen to VOA Creole via local FM stations, and very few even own radios with a shortwave band. So much of that transmission may have been going to waste all along. Ben Cobb, who keeps an eye on FCC development, says that WTWW was granted its full shortwave license on April 15th. And yes, they're still using 9479 instead of 9480 between 12 and midnight UT. I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, but did not have time to explain exactly why. It so happens that very near the WTWW transmitter site is a repeater for the local school board, and the 16th harmonic of 9480 interferes with their operations by moving the fundamental down only 1 kilohertz. That eliminates the local interference. The afternoon of April 20th, I witnessed an extremely unusual daytime medium wave DX opening for a couple of hours. In broad daylight, I was getting numerous stations from Colorado, also Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, North Dakota, and Minnesota. My theory is that the space shuttle, which came in for a landing a few hours earlier, disrupted the ionosphere as it passed through the area. Read all about it in DX Listening Digest 10-16. The conventional propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 20th. ANK indices 15 and 3 on the 22nd, but down to 5 and 2 starting on the 25th. Solar flux peaking at 84 April 23rd to 26th and dropping to 75 from May 4th to 16th. That's World of Radio 1509. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.